Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Moore, and Niekamp Funeral Home, and it's also being powered on Facebook Live by Arvest. Well, I tell you what, Sherry Welch with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, Christmas in the Ville. Really, really looks good, even though it doesn't look all that wintry out there.
We'd give anything for some winter weather. I guess Saturday it's coming, but it's been an interesting season. We have never had weather like this.
Warm?
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's great, but when it hits about 70, it is a struggle for it to stay frozen.
Oh, the ice pod, yeah.
Yeah, the ice. And ice if it's rink. Windy, it high humidity. People are like, why are you closed? It's like, well, because it's windy, there's high humidity, it's 75, it's 72. We've had several days we had to close because it's just so wet.
Mm-hmm. But,
but overall, it's been a good season.
It has.
It's just frustrating.
Opening night was awesome.
We love opening night. That's so fun. It's like the community comes out. It's just a big community party, very family friendly. We just had a ton of people.
It's kind of like 4th of July in the middle of winter.
It is. lots of kids' activities. There's lots of kids. Free giveaways. We had the little tot train going all night.
Yeah.
Carriage rides were just hopping. Food trucks. We had Elsa and Anna. And, of course, people love, you know, they had a line for them all evening. And, of course, Santa and Mrs. Claus were there. So, I mean, it was a great, great opening night. And, like I said, our first weekend, all three weekends really were good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we just couldn't do family skate time, which I really disappointed.
Oh.
It was just too warm both times.
Man. Yeah, but, Cherry, I got to tell you, Christmas in the Ville, despite the unseasonably warm weather, a lot of people just feel good that it's there.
We do. We get people that compliment us and say, thank you. We really appreciate this.
Because
it is a lot of work. People don't, you go and you don't think about it, but there's a lot of work that goes into putting that on. So people... I think they just really like having something for the community like that. So
yeah, they do. They really do. Did we find a lot more people coming in from out of town? Or
we did so far. I need to finish going through them. I've got piles of waiver forms, and on the waiver forms, we ask them to put their zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't, but it's interesting. And we sort out anything that's outside Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you live in Washington County, we're not counting you out of town. And when I say out of town, they're day trippers. They're people coming in just, you know, maybe to ice skate, and hopefully while they're here, they're stopping to eat or, you know, stopping at Silver Lake Village or wherever and doing some shopping while they're here. I've seen an increase so far of what we've counted as far as out of Washington County zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and lots, we're seeing a little more increase out of Southeast Kansas, which is fun.
That is great.
So trying to get word up there is a challenge, but...
we can help you.
Thank you. I got a station up there. It's been good. We've seen an increase.
Uh-huh.
And seen an increase overall. Even with our closures, we're still up. So, and last year we were up, in the year, we were up like 12%, mm-hmm. which you have to think about last year.
It was COVID.
We were right in the middle of pandemic, and it was like, are we going to do it? We're not going to do it. And we decided, you know, it's open air, it's outdoor,
Perfect.
if you don't want to come, it's not like you have to attend. And last year, even with all that, we were up 12%. So I'm anxious to see this year, you know, if we have growth, considering all the different times we've had to be closed. Like yesterday, with the rain that we had overnight, and it was so windy. And you don't think about that, but when the water moves, it won't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps moving. And it was so windy, and it was high humidity. And so anyhow, we opened at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lost, you know, from 1 to 6 o'clock, because we're supposed to be open at 1. But anyhow, even with our closures, I think it's going to end up being a good season. So.
Very, very good. And we've had a very good year, considering Bartlesville was trying to bounce back from COVID. And some would say, well, you know, how do you do that? Well, somehow this little town is like that little engine that could.
I know. I love Bartlesville.
we got so many of these little success stories, and when you put them all together, it's a mighty big volume of
stories.
It is.
I think one of the biggest ones is the increase in sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge for, you know, our community to be able to have an increase, because you'd think, oh, everybody's shopping online, which I know a lot of people shop online, but... we're still seeing an increase overall for our community, which is great. I can't remember what it was, 17%?
Something like that. Really close.
Over a year. I can't remember. I've been out of the office for a couple weeks. But anyhow, so the increase in that has been great. You know, we're always touting and try to promote shop locally. One of the things we did this year that was new was we did a restaurant crawl, and there were 5 restaurants in the downtown vicinity. And if you took a card, and if you ate at each one, like $5, because they varied anywhere from the local juice company to like the Painted Horse and Crossing Second. And but if they got the card punched, then they'll turn them in to any of the restaurants that are participating or to us. And on January, I think we said the 4th, they've had all month to do this, and I had to do this in one night or something. They'll win. We're going to draw one out, and they'll win a $600 dining package. So
that's good, because we have, I think, one more restaurant to get on the card.
Okay, you got to make sure you go get them. Yeah, so
we hit them all.
Good.
And by the way, I saw a lot of friends and neighbors, because everyone seemed to be out dining out.
Dining good. That's what we wanted. So that's one of the reasons we did this, is to bring people, you know, to our community, keep our people here. And like I said, especially when they're right by the rink, a lot of them go, you know, eat close by, and it's great support for the restaurants.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to the Horse or Frank and Lola's or anywhere downtown and get things taken care of. You know.
And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, always promote downtown. Of course, downtown's what makes us unique.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are coming in on the highway. So, I mean, the people on the highway benefit too. So,
yeah, that's been interesting with the highway.
Yeah.
it looks nice now. I just kind of wish that would have been done like in August.
Yeah. Is it really a good time to shut down a highway like that?
There's never a good time. But it's the state. We want everyone to know that locally we had, all we did was say, good on you. Thank you. Get it done quick. Thank you. Bye.
And they really did pretty quick.
They did.
I mean,
they had to cover,
I was going to say, it's a lot of asphalt to cover. So, yeah, they did it. And it is nice to have it done. So while it's a pain, you just got to keep telling yourself. And there were you could go different avenues.
Yeah,
I mean, for the most part, But, yeah, now if we could just get Adams done.
Again, that's
the
state.
Which is the state, again.
That's the state.
It's not the city. Everybody blames the city, but.
It's the state.
if we could get that done, which I know it's on the plan. I think it's a couple years, isn't it? Is it 3 years? Okay.
Once again,
it's been a while since I've read all these things, but if we can get that done, that would sure be nice. But
the big things, of course, this past year with the chamber, you were able to meet and do a lot of your things together again, and got away from the Zoom cameras, which was a relief. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Most of our events still kind of had a Zoom option. Not every single one, but most of them did.
Yeah.
We had the governor in. That was a highlight. When was that? November? Had him in. Working on for the new year, we're still working on forums for the year, which are major luncheons. Mm-hmm. And I've got contacts with several people that. I'm just trying to get people to get it on a calendar, commit. But hopefully you got a couple more of those lined up. We'll be doing Eggs and Issues in February. I'm waiting on a confirmed location on that. That'll be with our local legislators, kind of preview in the upcoming session. Women in Business kicks back in January. Business After Hours will start in February, February 3rd. I think it's at ABB. I should have brought my notes. But our events.
Just check the website for you.
Exactly.
It's Bartlesville.com.
It's real easy to find. Bartlesville.com. And I always say, check out our website, because if you're curious, like Chamber of Commerce, what is that? I've heard of it, but I don't know what they do. Go check it out, Bartlesville.com. And it gives you just our benefits, why join, what we do, who we are. How to start a business. There's just all sorts of things on our website, and I encourage you to go poke around. So,
Sherry, one thing that really comes to mind this year is that we had a lot of businesses just spring up out of the ground.
I know. It's exciting, isn't it?
I see a tropical smoothie up where the car wash the gas station used to be. It's like, that's a mighty fine-looking building.
I know. That is good looking. And then the coffee place in Eastland. I'm excited about that.
Scooters.
And then there's one on the west side of town, Sooner. Is it Sooner Coffee? I think
Sooner
it's the name
Coffee,
of it.
Yeah.
They've joined the chamber. And in fact, that's what I'm drinking right
now.
This is
right
some now. Seriously, I'm going to give a commercial, good coffee.
Wake you up, huh?
Well, it's smooth. It's really, really good. Uh-huh. Love it. And the brewery, Bricktown Brewery's going up. We're seeing some construction there. There's a new little boutique downtown, which I'm excited to see some more retail downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There's just lots of things going up. So it's interesting. I'm loving it.
Well, while all these other towns are trying to, you know, tread water, and some are you know, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
They're shuttering
the
doors.
God, we're Oklahoma.
Yeah, but here's Oklahoma going, hey, how you doing? Come on by. We're open.
I love the governor's line at the forum. He said the Economic Development Award for the state of Oklahoma goes to the governor of California.
We got a few residents here from California, namely the folks who were running a Harrisoft.
Yep.
They decided, let's come back home.
In fact, she spoke at the forum and confirmed exactly what he was talking about, how people are moving out, and we're an attractive state for a lot of them. We've had a lot of traffic in the chamber of out-of-town people checking us out, or they already have made the commitment to move here. And it's exciting to see them and talk to them.
Other than, hey, are there any houses? What's the other question that they ask?
Housing. Housing's a big one. But, man, it looks like we're getting ready to have a boom with some housing going on.
I understand that, too. We've got a couple of good projects that are coming up.
So that should help the situation. Mm-hmm. They're just asking a variety of questions, general things about the community. It's interesting to talk to them because at first you don't know, kind of what they're looking for. But the more you talk to them, you find out why they're leaving, where they're leaving, and it's just interesting. So then you can really kind of tout the community in a different way.
Mayor Dale Copeland had to say, and it's nothing political. He just said, whatever it was that made you leave the state you're in, don't bring it with you.
Don't bring it with you. Exactly. I want to keep our. I always say, keep my little bubble the way it is. I love Bartlesville, and we don't need to be bursting our little bubble here. It's a great place to live. We're positive. Mm-hmm. There's growth. I just love this community. I love the feel of it.
We're talking with Sherry Wilt. She's with the Greater Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. And when we talk about the increase in sales tax collections, that means people are staying here and shopping here. And we do have quite a few options for people. It's not like you're going to Kansas City. It's not like you're going to Tulsa. But you're going to find everything that you probably want and avoid everything you don't want.
Think back to 5 years ago, we do have a big increase in the retail offerings compared to what we did have, even 5 years ago. So like I said, that's exciting. That says a lot because retail is tough. It would be very hard to be in the retail business. I used to have one, and I'm glad I'm out of it now, but it's a whole different. When I had mine, there wasn't online shopping like there is today, and it was easier, and it was still a struggle, but I don't know how they do it. So it's our retailers need our support, the chains as well as the local independently owned ones, especially the independently owned ones, because they're the ones, and I've said this before on the show, they're the ones who give back to this community. They're the ones who every day somebody's walking in asking for a donation for whatever it is organization they're representing, and they usually end up giving them some sort of donation for their silent auction or their whatever it is they're asking for. And if we don't support them, then they're not going to be here to support all these other organizations and fundraisers and things that we have in town. So it's important to remember our locally owned retailers, because like I said, they're the ones who turn around and really do support the community.
Just shameless plug here, but the Green Country Christmas helped out a lot too, because it's all about local.
It was a great, to make a shameless plug too, who started that?
Yes, Chamber did.
Chamber of Commerce.
That's why I brought it up, because it's a cool thing.
That very first year, I'll never forget, we were in front of the chamber, had no idea what to expect. It was crazy. We were like, we'll have, 200 people show up. It was just packed all the way back to 2nd Street. We had one little, sound system. And, we learned a lot that first year. But, I don't know. I never have figured out why the chamber let it go. It was after I had left. But, because I used to work at the chamber, 91 to 95, almost 96. But, and then I came back. But, I don't know, but I'm glad somebody picked it up and continued it and kind of expanded it, changed it a little bit, because it was just one grand prize.
Yeah.
And now you guys do all the different, prizes and different things. So it is. It's encouraging. They always ask when you shop, are you collecting green tickets? And my response is, well, somebody's got to win. you never know. It could be me.
Sherry, I want to thank you for stopping by today, and I wish you the best coming up in 2022. Again, how do folks find you online?
Bartlesville.com. Very easy. Bartlesville.com.
There you go. Sherry, well, thank you very much for being with us today.